the new year. One. For instance, in the soft glow of the same, reviews parachuting over the blue terrain, as if it were an ocean in a painting, the last scholar in America named Before the Collapse. Or, with fervor now, the last year we would recall. For instance, the bomb before the fall. Two. Were we ever good to each other? I mean, as good as we can, like the wind to gull over where the East River, like sold, is to zones of quiet regret around the sun, buttresses to bridges? Good like the boy's first true hurt, tossed at the shield of the mother, and his face frozen in mimed tower before the inevitable thaw of his rising spring. Like a poem will forever try to mean in either or both, towards and away from. Three. The remnants of an evergreen sure tumble across our alphabet city, a diasporic nod to what language could never force right. I continue to write in red light pontoons while my son sleeps high on the motion so I can find something to say in this wake. Four. This morning I read the screens like it means everything because it does mean everything every day. We must all learn to read better in the new reshape what we think we know. I'd like to say it in a prettier way, but urgency was never the beautiful strike of lightness the room had dreamt it to be all these years, and transformation, not solutions torch, bragging away into the wee fires of night as the punch is drained and the commuters docked, noisemakers so lost before they're found. Accept the city. Don't try to change the city. Be like the plastic bag on the end of the branch lifted in the breeze, the mind lifted in solidarity, mirrored while it moves. The rest of the tree still, as the stains upon the flat outside of the driver's side window, some turn of no consequence kicked up last night on the way back from the ruckus and towards the possibility, everything else. Five. Of course, it could all be a flub that gets annotated erringly in time, mistaken for motif or metonymy, when all it really wanted was a good laugh, or to be part of a conversation that was, because of how stupid conversations typically work, above it, or in another room, or something seemingly banal, but ultimately for the hack and devious nature. Yes, the madman will most likely spin his mustache this year too, and if we use him to punctuate the painting, the one of the almost ocean's disappearingly thin expansion before our eyes, we might forget that we were born villainous too. No, I see the monuments. In my most lucid moments, know what to do with them. There are no soft symbols in such cold weather at this time of year.